the water will come out right there and be part of the fountain.
Isn't it lovely?
The 50 by 70 foot circular memorial features four bronze firefighters with the fountain flowing underneath. Three are holding fire hoses while the fourth is treating a wounded child. Retired Little Rock firefighter Johnny Reap says it's a tribute to those who answered the call and did not return to their families.
So you start out in the center with the old volunteer, and we call that old leather lungs. And old leather lungs, and you go around in the counterclockwise, and you wind up with a firefighter paramedic. And you have a wildland firefighter and a modern firefighter. So it shows the involvement of the firefighting responsibilities and the different equipment that's used.
Reap, who is the chairman of the Arkansas Fallen Firefighters Memorial, says incorporating a fountain is symbolic.
Of course, firefighting uses lots of water, so it's a natural blend. Having the nozzles flow and the fountain had soothing sound. So the architect saw that drawing and he said, I'm gonna make this a fountain. So it was so easy to make that decision.
Reap says it took 28 years to raise money to build the $1.2 million memorial. What's most important, he says, are the 104 names engraved on the memorial wall. Relatives of many of those who lost their lives are expected at Saturday's dedication.
We hope to have a big day where the families will be seated on the amphitheater, and it'll be a way to say to the families, the people of Arkansas have not forgotten the sacrifice of your family member. This memorial is for their memory. If we didn't engrave their names will be forgotten in 5, 10, or maybe 20 years. So this is about an eternal appreciation for their service and sacrifice.
Michael Barron from MENA recently visited the memorial for the first time and found his comrade's name. Paul Keener died fighting a wildfire on April 24th, 1984.
I got acquainted with him a couple of weeks before that happened. Great guy. Didn't know him very well, know his family more now, but he worked for U.S. Forest Service. He and another guy, James Frizzell, is somewhere on this. They were running the dozer, and they were overrun by fire. Just happened. Everybody thought they was going to go back to the house and have supper that night, and he and the other guy didn't. They were in their 30s.
The memorial will also be the place for children to learn about fire safety. Tyler Champion is a third grader at Westwood Elementary School in the West Arkansas town of Greenwood. He says he wants to be a firefighter one day himself and is already sharing tips on how to prevent fires.
One, never start a fire, never play with matches, never play with lighters. This is including parents and kids. And please do not smoke, be smoke free. And please do not start a fire when it's very windy and it's on just grass. Don't do that in the woods because it can start a wildfire. I want to save people from fires.
While fire engines are an iconic image, Reap says they decided not to include one in the memorial.
The fire truck is a component, but the people are the heart and soul of the firefighting. If that captain doesn't say, let's go in and make a search, make sure no one's in there, doesn't matter if you've got a $500,000 fire truck out there, it's the people who care about the other people who are in danger. That's the element that we bring. Firefighters treat every man and woman like a king or a queen. The homeless person doesn't have to fear. They'll be coming in there.
He says the more than 100 Arkansas firefighters whose names are included in the memorial died doing what they loved. But their names and sacrifices will be forever honored at the Arkansas Fallen Firefighters Memorial. Keisha Nanda, KUAR News.